Don't make a sound. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Reggie Bullock, and this is the This Is Recorded podcast on you fuck niggas. Suck my dick from the bit act. Today I'm joined by two very, very weird people. I don't know how they came on this podcast, but I think they came in through the back door. I'm joined by this guy. Give me your social media bullshit.
Follow me on Instagram at FanboyKeon. I already know.
Then this guy.
Hey, bro, go ahead and add me on Snapchat at StarkP40. You know what I'm saying?
Alright, so today is the Grammys. I know these kids don't give a fuck about the Grammys because they don't watch TV. But I feel like we could talk about music because we have that in common. So, first of all, I want to say follow my little whack-ass shit on Instagram. This is recorded. And subscribe on Apple Podcasts. This is recorded. And SoundCloud. This is recorded. Obviously, as this is recorded, you might be dumb, so I had to say it three times. Alright, so what do y'all think is the difference between music from back in the day to now?
Alright, like, now, the rappers and stuff like that, like, when they rap, it's probably, it seemed like back in the day, it was more of a meaning, like, they had more of a purpose, like, it's just like, now, like, they just want you to get, like, hype, and, like, have a, like, vibe with the music better.
Yeah, just so, like, you can get on the radio, like, number one on the list. They don't even care. Like, the lyrics have no meaning behind it. It's just that, like,
everybody
if the beat gets you hyped, then everybody's going to listen to that song over
exactly,
and over.
The lyrics might be catchy, like, end up being catchy.
Or if
like
that song come with, like, a certain type of dance, like, don't make a sound. Shoot! Hey, bro, that's just, hey, I'm not going to lie. That beat make me go crazy. I'm not going to lie. That's tough.
So, I don't know, like, the beat, I mean, the music just seemed like it's so much coming out now. As of back in the day, everybody had to rap a certain way, but now you can do whatever you want.
But back in the day, they didn't really have these things called mumble rappers.
I don't think mumble rappers.
I don't like that term, though, because it's like, I know what, they say 21 Savage, they say Migos, mumble rapper.
No, those aren't mumble rappers.
I know what they're saying.
You can hear what they're saying. Look. There's this dude that made a song, and all you hear is doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Remember that song I played yesterday,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah, and you know, like,
what song?
Like, I don't know. But when it comes to, like, rapping and stuff like that, the only reason that people might call them, like, mumble rappers and stuff like that is because they're from Atlanta. Like, that's the way that they talk. You can't really, like, change the way they talk. That's how they talk. They're going to sound like that. They talk like that.
They country, but like...
I mean, but back in the day, they had some rappers that was kind of corny, but I don't know. I think a lot of people, like, be hating on a lot of the new stuff, too, because they like, why are they selling and I'm not selling? So they like, oh, this is trash. Yeah, but they're quick to say, like, this music is trash without giving it a chance. Because, like, when I seen 6ix9ine, I was like, yo, this motherfucker is weird. He got rainbow hair. He's bullshit. Like, because they clowned him at first on social media. They was like, you fight all the SoundCloud rappers, then you got to fight him. He's the final boss. And I was like, look at this fucking idiot. But then I listened to his shit, and I was like, I like it. I mean, I think his performance could be better, but his music is so lit that nobody gives a fuck about his performance.
He got to jump in.
But we need somebody to catch this nigga, man. Yo,
for real.
Like, hashtag, yo, Snapchat, yo.
Catch my man.
I don't think niggas do hashtags no more.
Hashtag catch my man.
Fucking
dog.
Catch 6ix9ine, bro. Like, y'all niggas got to catch this man. Like,
he jumping in.
He's just
like
jumping in the crowd. Nobody fucking catches him.
He's going to break his leg.
Like, he's going to die out there. He's dying for this music, and nobody gives a shit. I hate that he fucks with everybody because it's weird. Because I felt like he was regularly gaining some like big ways. He was lit, and then he started being a blood. But like I already know what that's about. Like it's probably like you know, Bloods was like, "Yo, we could protect you," and he was like, "Shit, I need it." So now he's blood. But I hate that shit because it's like, you know, just be yourself. He seemed like he just liked to make music. He fucked with it, and then now he's like super blood now, and I'm like, I don't know where that came from, but fuck it.
Dub.
To each his own, man. Just be safe out there. Just make the music. He's great at what he does, but that shit, we see like people get killed or go to jail over stupid shit. And why do that when you lit? Like you get a bunch of fucking views real early. Like why be dumb?
More than get arrested for something dumb, like
something stupid, or like I mean, or somebody gonna really try to kill him because he's talking shit. Because like him and Trippie Red is just like, what do y'all think about that beef?
It's fake. It's gotta be fake, bro. It was just
like I'm gonna say like Trippie Redd, his music is good and stuff like that. But I feel like he getting like Trippie Redd now, it's not even based off like that whole like rape stuff no more. Like he wasn't even talking about that no more. Like I think Trippie Redd starting to get like jealous of him or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, Trippie Redd don't have to get jealous of him because Trippie Redd making some fire songs.
But if you think about it, who's really like hotter right now?
Because like, have you heard the bass that he putting on them songs and the beats, bro? Like that joke get you.
I think it's frustrating because it was like 6ix9ine was just talking trash, but Trippie Redd was bigger, and then now it's like 6ix9ine get a lot of follows. I don't know, like the long run, like. Trippie Redd working with Drake, he working with Kanye, he working with like big names, but it's just they think it pisses him off because he's like, I mean, you can't lie, 6ix9ine get a lot of views, like
I mean, he good at what he do. He don't say much.
I mean, I like both of them.
Yeah, I like both of them too. But I just like, man, fuck it. Like, if y'all trolling people to get money, keep doing it because it's working. But all that real beef shit, that's dumb. Like, let's just get money. Y'all trolling, just fucking do that. But like the whole
like, y'all got money. What y'all
gonna do? The beef shit, like, bro, you really gonna die over some dumb shit or go to jail? Like that's really
y'all
dumb.
Used to be cool. When y'all
you know what I'm saying, like, y'all made a whole song together,
really lit together, and now they like hate each other.
You know what I'm saying, like, y'all made a really far song together.
Like, think about being. What song is that called?
Pose.
Called Pose.
Yeah, they did that video where I used to live at in California in the desert. This shit's weird. On the sidebar in Lancaster, California. So what makes y'all like the music so much that y'all listen to now? Like, what is it about?
I mean, what I listen to, like Lil Baby and stuff, they like actually saying stuff.
Yeah, like you know can actually like, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't really like artists like Future, bro, because like he like it's annoying. And like designer. That's annoying.
Artists, I seen designer trying to fight somebody the other day. I'm like, damn.
Oh, God. Yeah. He was,
it's like, bro, but it's because it's like, this is the thing that y'all learn. When people are lit right out the gate, it's hard to stay lit. But like when people like grind and kind of like not known like that, then they grind and get up, that's when they last long. Like Jay-Z and Beyonce, all of them, they were not that lit when they first came out. Then they gradually became really, really, really good. But when you come out, like, he came out, Panda, Kanye's on it, all that shit. Even if you think about Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap came out, Trap Queen.
Fetty Wap was hot.
Straight out, he came out hot, but now it's hard for him.
But now he back up there because of that song with 6ix9ine.
Yeah, but it seemed like it's taking off, but not, like, all the way. The regular is really, really hard. I like that joint, but
yeah,
it's hard. Like, that's what, I don't know how it's going to work now because it's a different age, but when you like kind of hot and then you grow, that's when you have a real big following.
Yeah, but no, like that. But at that time, he was like big.
Yeah, Fetty Wap.
He was the artist of that year.
Fetty Wap and 21 Savage is the first artist that I seen y'all two like on y'all own. Like when y'all start liking y'all own shit, y'all introduced me Fetty Wap and 21 Savage.
I didn't like it at first. He the reason that I started liking.
I'm be honest. I'm be 100% honest. In my opinion, right now, Atlanta rappers are like the best. Like they
are. Everybody copies the wave of Atlanta. Everybody copies Atlanta.
Everybody, nobody was really rapping like that.
You know what I'm really mad about, bro? That like the whole Chief Keef epidemic and stuff like that, bro. Because Chief Keef used to be big.
Chief Keef like brought all of the like all the rappers now. They really OG because
because he brought that like bass, all that bass and stuff. Like 6ix9ine, like to me, like he doesn't sound like Chief Keef verbally, but like his beats and stuff, they get people lit. Yeah. Like how Chief Keef beat.
It's just like, man, like he was really out there in Chicago, really going hard, and really just, I mean, making music. And people's like, oh, this is trash. It's just a wave for right now. But like he ushered in all these people right now. Like
everybody like
Chief Keef.
Everybody rap like
you. And know? It's like Finito. It's like the biggest song still now, but it's like when y'all were kids, nobody really knew about it. And then that came out in 2013, and it's lit as fuck right now. Like that song,
Hate Being Sober, like that John Hallelujah, all that.
Yeah, like everybody goes back. Like
that whole tape was hard.
Chief Keef was
that whole tape was hard.
Love Sosa,
Yeah, he.
And then somebody made a video because somebody was talking trash about Chief Keef, and he put that as the intro to his song.
Yeah, it's just, he really ushered in this whole, like, even, like, shooting the videos on your own, like, your boy get a little thing. They were shooting a video in the house with a bunch of guns. Like, and everybody copies the same thing Chief Keef did, but don't like. He started with don't like, and everybody just copies the same thing. So, I mean, big shout out to him. R.I.P. Fredo Santana. I hope I'm saying it right.
Yeah, he did.
Because, you know, you don't want to mess nobody's name up. But that's another thing, man. Like, what's the difference from y'all from, like, listening to songs, but like y'all don't try to do none of that shit that's in the songs. Like, yeah, what's the difference?
Right, like, I don't really understand like the little things that people be saying. Like, oh, you listen to all this music, so you're gonna want to do that stuff. That's only for like certain people, because I feel like that's kind of dumb. Because if you're talking about like Percocet, oh, Molly Percocet, like
all of them.
Like, I'm gonna go out and do Percocet. No, that song, that beat just went hard.
No,
so
one thing I hate, like, people that live around this area, like, well, people that like live anywhere in the world, that people that live in the suburbs, everybody just want to be.
Everybody want to be from the hood. Everybody want to have a struggle. Everybody want to like eat syrup sandwiches and stuff like that. Yeah, everybody want to be like, yeah, every day, bro. Like, you know,
everybody,
what I'm saying?
Everybody.
I had no clothes. I used to wear my homie clothes.
But if you ask them, they wouldn't want that.
Everybody want to be a crib.
Oh God, like,
everybody,
you go to the hood and ask anybody if they would want to live there. Nobody wants.
Nobody wants to be there. Like. People wear that, like, as a badge of honor, but, like, you don't want to be there. And it's sad because once you make it out, everybody want to hate on you now. Like, oh, that nigga ain't real no more. And, like, somebody will take pride in shooting you. Like, yo, you come back, I'm going to shoot this nigga because he think he all that. You, like, damn. You be like, yo, I think it's love,
like,
but
I feel
it's
like
not.
I feel like some dudes should, like, you know, not, like, abandon where they from. Like, you got to remember where you're from.
Like,
so,
like,
if you come from that place, but, like you, like, did, like, you dissing your own homies, like, then, yeah, like, I'm not messing with you anymore.
I know this dude did some, like, he did some crazy stuff, but you can't even lie. Like, people like NBA YoungBoy, like, he's smart if you think about it, because he's from Baton Rouge, stuff like that. That man, like, he got out the hood. Like, he not gonna, like, you gonna want to get your family out the hood and stuff like that. And, of course, you're gonna go back sometimes to give stuff back.
Yeah. You know what that's what I was gonna say. That it's important, like, maybe, like, in the daytime, and, like, yo, you got some people with you, like, yo, I'm trying to come through, I'm trying to show these kids I made it out. But, like, just to be posted up, drinking lean, doing pills, smoking in the hood, like,
yeah, but
somebody might
not
come through.
But, like, 2018, lean is not the move no more. Fredo Santana died because of that junk.
But, like, all this stuff, like, people, like, a person like him, they were saying, like, he really... It's from Chicago, and he used to drink that, like, as a coping mechanism, like, to deal with all the stress of, like, people dying and stuff like that, until the point where he got addicted to it, because he was in the hospital, like, 2-3 months ago before that. He was like, oh, I'm not messing with no more, but when you're addicted, I mean, you can't fucking stop.
Yeah,
like,
2018, this the year where we're not double cupping Lee no more, we double cupping Kool-Aid, bro.
Yeah, double cup that Fanta, double cup all that stuff.
We ain't sipping on a Pepsi.
I just think that's what it is. It's like,
we
love all that, like, we love the gangster shit, but we know the difference. Like, yo, we not on no gangster shit. We just like, because you could feel, like, that, how I knew Lil Baby was different the first time I listened to My Dog, I was like, it sounds real. Like, he's like, what dude's like, yo, I don't do drugs no more. He probably was fucked up on drugs. Like, real.
No,
he might have been, like, really out there. He was like, nah, I ain't on that no more.
Weight,
he's like, he got pictures of him really locked up, like, in, like, jail for real, for real. Like, he's not
in
one
prison.
Of these. Yeah, he's not really,
in prison.
He's
jail.
Not one of these, like, yo, I'm just saying that type of dudes. He really is, like, from that. So he's like, yo, I'm not really trying to go back. But the difference is, for them, people gonna try you everywhere you go, cause they like, yo, he ain't,
you know, like, this dude not really hard. Like, what I'm like, bro, like, people like that man TK, he's just like, he's supposedly hard, but he's tough, because that man shot a music video in front of his own wanted poster.
I mean,
that,
like,
was dumb, but it was hard.
But
yeah,
it was
like,
The idea of it is hard,
but,
yeah,
like,
but the reality,
like,
of it.
Like,
because
you got caught. Like, if he really wasn't about to go to jail at that moment, that would have made it, like,
that would have been, like, even better.
Yeah.
Like,
but see, what makes it really, like, lit is, like, yo, this is real.
Like,
yeah,
he was about to go to jail.
Yeah. It's sad that, like, that's what made it so lit, but, like, maybe he get 10,000 views if it was like, oh, this is fake for a video, but because it was real.
Think about it.
Got,
just
like,
think
millions.
About it. Now, if he get out of jail, he already got hits. Like, I love my chopper.
And it's sad because he really can rap. He really has talent, and it's like, damn, he got big when he got locked up.
And trying to take and his dude, flow. Like, I'm not gonna lie, YBN Namir first song, he kind of slipped. He shouted Take It Out in that song, but then took his flow in the song.
He ain't really, he don't sound like him at all to me.
He don't, I don't know. I can see the similarities, but I still think he's his own man. Like, I think he's
he made a whole bunch of remixes. Did y'all know they supposedly beefing right now?
Yeah.
How you gonna beef with somebody in jail?
But no, I don't know. First off, everybody talking about he beefing with somebody in jail. That don't make no type of sense to me, because if you think about it, everybody remixed his song. Everybody did 21.
Yeah, everybody, so it's like, why? But I thought about that last night. I thought about last night though, but they so similar with the guns. And they both young. They both ride around with the guns. They both got Spanish homies with guns, because Take K had some old pictures. Oh, the Spanish homie with, like, it's so much similarities that I can see why he would be mad. But it's like, at the same time, like, yo, if we all getting money, I don't care.
I mean, realistically, if he get out of jail, all that money's going to start flowing into his
account. Yeah, and then, like, if you do something dumb, like, you see YBN, y'all shoot at each other, y'all fight each other, whatever, and you go back.
That's straight like, back to jail. It's going to be dumb as fuck, yo.
It's going
to
be like, bro, like, that's why I hated it.
And the thing about it is, he might get out, though. Like,
he's going to get out because they're not going to kill him.
They don't have to kill him. They might give him life in prison.
Or he might just get out in his mid-20s.
The thing is, like, he doing all that extra stuff. Like, he might not just get out with a slap on the wrist. He might actually do, like, all the time.
He might have to do some years, because, like...
Like, Bobby Shmurda, he's still not...
Bobby Shmurda, I was looking at his Instagram, all his stuff, because they from Brooklyn, and I'm like, yo, they was really, really, really doing... They was doing shit for real. Like, they wasn't just like, and that's what made people feel the music. Cause it's like, yo, what they're saying is real.
Like, they not faking it.
They are not playing.
Like, everybody keeps saying
YBN
fake his junk. Like, he not really about that life.
Yeah, that's why. And I mean, we don't know. And then see, if a lot of people keep egging him on, he might try something stupid. So it's like,
he's just gonna start listening to what people say. But yeah, realistically, he just need to do what he's doing, because
that's what it is for kids though. Cause like, if everybody called, each one of y'all, yo, Dre scared, yo, Keon scared, like, one day, you might, man, fuck that. You gonna go swing on somebody, like, yo. For y'all niggas keep saying I'm scared, but then it's like, yo, that's why you gotta learn early on, like, I'm a nigga, don't touch me, like, we good. When you put your hands on me,
that's it. I don't
even
pay attention
to
nothing like that.
Yeah,
you know it's just, like, some stuff you just gotta ignore.
You gotta ignore that shit until it's like, yo, I mean, you put your hands on me or whatever, you invade my space, it's whatever, but... Niggas, they would egg you on, and most of it is hate, cause like, they're young and they don't know, like, so a lot of people just hate on you for no reason.
But like, I really think YBN just need to keep doing what he's doing, cause he making some fire songs and Almighty J.
He really raps for real, and it's like, bro, for everybody, like, let this shit be entertaining.
A lot of teenage rappers like coming out now, like the best three right now, in my opinion. The best three in my opinion right now would probably have to be NBA YoungBoy, Tay K, and YBN Namir. Those are the best three, like,
they
teenage rappers. And then after that, I'll be like Almighty J.
Do y'all think, like, because back in the day, we had to buy CDs, and everybody was like, "Nah, I'm not buying that." Or your friend make it for y'all. Do y'all think, like, music is better because the streaming and SoundCloud YouTube?
And then the stuff, like, it'd be free now. Like, you can actually just, like...
you don't have to, like, wait in long lines at the store to get a CD when you can just get it on your phone. Exactly.
The main thing is money. Like, your parents ain't gotta really pay for that shit, or they pay $10. Back in the day, a CD was $10. So, if you wanted to listen to 5, 10, 50, like, you gotta pay a lot of money. $10 a month you can listen to, like, and then SoundCloud,
$3.
Yeah, and then SoundCloud makes it like everybody can listen to everything because of SoundCloud.
Yeah,
but like, some SoundCloud rappers are garbage, and then some SoundCloud stuff is amazing. But a lot of people get found off of SoundCloud.
Nobody like really like. I wish more like record labels and stuff listen to more SoundCloud, because I got a friend and he actually like do that stuff. Like, he got like a whole studio in his basement.
Yeah, but I mean, nowadays you don't really need nobody. You just need the right people to represent you.
All you need is one good song. Like, one song that will get you clout.
And it'll... Now,
then that will help you, like, forever.
Because what it is that now, like, how I got my SoundCloud for this podcast is, like, you put something out, it tells you how many people listen to it and where they listen to it at. So if I go to a venue like in Atlanta or somewhere and be like, yo, I got a bunch of listeners, I want to buy this out, sell tickets, they make money like that. Then they make merchandise like t-shirts and shit. Mm-hmm. They make money like that. And then, you know, people streaming their shit, YouTube.
Yeah, you
after
really
you get a couple million, you get like a couple thousand dollars.
Yeah, talking about that YouTube.
Yeah, it's like YouTube really could make you lit. So it seems like, why does everybody want to be a YouTube star? Do they just think it's fun and then you can make money off it?
Because it's like,
it's like an easy way out. You
it seems like you get, sometimes it seems like some YouTubers, like, it even seems like some YouTubers, like, get, like, respect, like, even if they're trying to be a rapper, they get respect off that. Like, they can post their songs on their channel, people mess with them and stuff like that, they can get up there. Like DDG.
Now he did that. Now he had a plan.
He knew he was.
He was making music, but he was a YouTuber first.
Yeah, like he didn't really put. Cause
he's only been
out.
Doing YouTube for 3 years, and he's about like he's a hot rapper. Like you can find him if you're on Apple Music. That's how you know you do.
Because academics too. Now. Academics kind of made himself like just talking about stuff. And people be on Twitch listening to him stuff, but I don't know too many.
But like people be
Twitch.
Getting big up for reactions. Like they'll like this dude named Berlizzi, right? All he does is roast characters. Like, he be roasting, like, Dora, Danny Phantom, all that
But
stuff.
That's what it, man, YouTube. But, that's like, if you think about it, though, it's probably, like, 10 people that's really lit off of that. But everybody tries. So, I don't know. Like, everybody wants that dream. Like, oh, I want to just be a YouTuber.
Be a YouTuber
but it's like, it ain't that easy, bro.
it took literally 3 years for that man DDG to, like, get a good. No, it took him a year and a half to get 100K subscribers.
Yeah,
before
mean,
people started knowing
it's not
was.
Easy but people
then he
like,
made
oh,
that
oh.
first remix and then like YouTubers have plans to where that they start fake beef. That's what Chris and Queen yeah. doing right now. They supposedly broke up, but that's your husband, y'all still together, they still claiming each other, y'all have a whole kid, they still together.
Yeah, I have no idea who these people are because I'm washed. So what else? So today, what's your favorite song today, as of today? Like, you know, have to be like of all time or whatever, but just today, what song you been on?
Rex Today by Key Glock.
Mine, I probably have to say some more by Lil Baby. Yeah,
Lil Baby is pretty
Baby.
Lit right now. I mean, real. I've been on Dave East. I know y'all probably don't listen to him, but Dave East is hard. Like, I love any New York stuff that's good, real rapping, real storytelling. I love his storytelling. For Dave East, I've really been on his P2 hard. But I don't know, man. I just think the difference is, like, I mean, I love this era because it's like punk rock music, but it's like for black people. It's like hip-hop version of punk rock. People jumping in crowds and wilding out and having a good time. But it's a bunch of black kids doing it. It's not like rock and roll, which is cool or whatever if you're into that. But, I mean, it's for us. Like, it's just lit-ass music. And people just having a good time and dances and all that. Because, like, y'all time is lit. Y'all proms and stuff would be super lit. Because the music, it's so much music now. But ours is like, they play one or two cool songs and the rest is fucking trash. Like, some real pop shit. We're like, what is this? But y'all got so much music. And we live in Atlanta, so it's like, shit.
Like, we're gonna hear, we got all the
music. We going to hear everything. So when y'all go to dances, proms, all that. And, like, y'all dances that are out right now, even the hairstyles, like, everything is way better right now. And, like, with the nappy fros and stuff like that and long hair, I feel like it's different than I've ever seen. Like, people had, like, blonde patches and stuff back in the day, but now it's, like, a lot of hair and it's just different. And, I mean, y'all
I'm so glad you're talking about hair. How do you feel about girls pulling their baby hairs down for their edges?
God bless you, sisters. Like, but I mean, y'all, man, y'all living in a enjoy this shit because it's like y'all living in an era like great music, cool hairstyles, take a lot of fucking pictures so y'all can look back at this shit when y'all get older. And man, the dances, so man, what, like, dances is so lit right now. Like, it's just crazy, especially living here in Atlanta. Like, it's so many. What is it? Who made the shoot song?
Black Boy? It's like B-Lock or something like that.
Yeah, yo, he's, man. That shit, and you played it for me a long time ago, and I was like, this shit is pretty cool, but now, anytime Drake is caught doing anything, your shit about to take off. And Drake was doing it last week, and that shit is going crazy. Like, now everybody's like, what is that song? And I see all these high school videos of people doing it now, like at pep rallies and shit. And I'm like, wow. And New Freeza. I don't see no dudes do that New Freeza challenge shit.
I seen a lot of dudes doing that junk. Y'all doing it right now.
Hell no.
They was doing it at the game, the senior night game.
Is that okay? I'm old. Is that okay for the dudes to be doing that? Mm-hmm. Or is that mainly like a girl thing?
I'm pretty sure it's a girl thing, but dudes are definitely going to do
it. Dudes are playing around.
They be playing around because dudes are like... Nowadays, I hate that junk. Like, you can't call a dude gay unless he's actually gay. Gay is thrown around so playfully now because dudes are actually getting kind of sweet.
Like, dudes,
like, they'll play around in the locker room. Like you'll take a shower in the locker room after practice. They'll come up there. Like, they'll probably take off their towel with you and try to hug you. Some gay stuff like that.
Yeah, dudes been doing that forever, but I think now, like, it's way more acceptable to be gay, so it's like people are like, yo, I don't know. Like, if I'm like that,
they be playing around with it. Like,
yeah, they play around, but it's like a lot. But I mean, whatever you want to be.
It seems like you'll call your friends that, but you would never actually disrespect a person like that.
Nah, it's just a real different time. Like, back in the day, like, it was, you know, like, not cool at all. And certain shit you could say back in the day, you can't say now, but. I don't know, man. Like, I mean, everybody's like, look, I don't really care what you like. It's just that, like, be respectable. Like, if you like a girl, we can't grab a girl and be like, yo, you need to be with me. So if you gay and you try to grab me, like, yo, don't do that. You can't do that. I can't do that to a girl, and you can't do that to me.
I don't have a problem with gay people or nothing like that.
Just don't do gay stuff around me.
It's not like don't do gay stuff around me. I'm not going to say that. It's just, like, some people just do go overboard sometimes.
I mean, it's a lot of people that do, you know, things like that. But a lot of them, they're young, so they still don't know. Yeah. You know, like, what they want.
Nowadays, they trying to, like...
They don't know what they want to be, how they want to be. And everybody likes a reaction. That's why people do shit on social media. So, I mean, some people might not really be gay. They might just think, like, oh, I'm experimenting right now. But some people that are, it's just you got to be careful with that, because a lot of people, you know, some people might want to try to fight you, or so probably like, what you looking at, and this and that. So you just gotta be yourself, but, you know, don't do too much as to where, you know, people are trying to fight you. I mean, nobody should try to fight you for doing something stupid, but it's just a real target on that. So anybody that's listening that's gay or anything like that, be yourself, but be careful. Just know that a lot of people hate you for no reason. Do what you do.
But, like, the thing is with gay people, they kind of just, like, how, like, people hate black people for no reason.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, for black people, too, like, you really can't be like, oh, well, you know, I hate gay. Like, that's how people feel about us, literally for no reason. Like, it's like, if you're not messing with them, why do you care so much?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I mean, if you're getting that mad, it's like, do you want to tell me something? Because
you
keep trying to tell me something. So we roasting anybody that's hating on gay people. We roasting them. Because it's like, why are you feeling so insecure? Do you want to talk to us?
Go ahead and go on my Instagram and leave a comment if you're...
Step out of that closet.
If your question...
Come on, big dog. All you got to do is
open up the
door.
Because if you feel like you can roast any of us, please slide in my DM.
Please slide so we can roast your life away.
Yeah, all right. Only.dre23. But the O is a zero. Simple.
So the Grammys is tonight. I know y'all don't care about the Grammys, but in y'all view, who's the best new artist for y'all? Like, somebody that came out
that would make it
the next
it to the Grammys?
3 months.
Lil Baby.
The Grammys wouldn't acknowledge the people that we like. So what's your favorite new artist that probably came out the last 6 months to a year, I guess?
So, like...
Why being a Lil Baby? Seriously.
Lil Baby, like... No,
you gotta pick one.
Lil Baby. I have to say Lil Baby because... Because
he got more stuff out.
No, it just seemed like that.
And
like,
he's just like his whole life.
It just seemed like...
If Lil Baby had a tape out. He doesn't have a tape. He just has songs.
Nice. So
he has a... Lil Baby has a whole mixtape and every song that mixtape is fine.
He has two mixtapes already.
Same. Yeah. No, the first one is just like one song, my dog.
Oh,
and the second one is like a whole... Yeah. Like a song.
I like every song.
Like
every
Money. Thing. Like, bro.
So with y'all... So the best album, which album do y'all listen to in the past year that was like, I can listen to it every day.
That 21 Savage album. No, I listen to the one with Dirty K and Dip.
Young Nudie album.
Oh, yeah. You talking about, what's that called? What's that called?
I forgot.
Nudie Land with Cancer Stick, No Patient and stuff.
Yeah, Nudie Land. That, do you remember that song I was playing in the car?
Yeah.
That song, yeah. I like that mixtape.
I don't know who the best new artist is, but I mean, I guess for me, the best new artist would probably be Cardi B, if they have it as new artist, just because she's been around.
That's what,
like,
people be doing.
She's like been around for so long. I mean, she's just kind of everywhere. I mean, that Bodak Yellow got lit, and then she just kind of took over after
then,
that.
Like, everybody started overplaying that song.
Yeah, so, I mean, but it's like the hottest new artist. It'd be like
Cardi B, definitely. I mean, though, the Cardi, hottest new artist that everybody
like
know about.
New artist? Yeah, that everybody
because
know
Lil
about.
Because Lil Baby didn't make it on the radio.
Nah, nobody suit. Like,
but until, like, somebody, like, Drake posted, like, him listening to, like, a song. Somebody big, somebody bigger than what they are listening to a song like Freestyle. Because Freestyle is so-called overplayed by people now, but yeah. That's in school.
So do y'all like, does anybody even care about the radio anymore? Or everybody just listen to their own music?
I'm pretty sure, like, when you're in the car, everybody plug up the aux, you know what I'm saying?
So,
because, like, the radio, all they do is overplay songs, so people get irritated fast.
Yeah, it's annoying. Like, the radio's gonna fade out. That's why, like, podcasts and different things, because, like, it's cool, but they literally play the same songs, and it's been going on for years and years and years, so... Keon went in the bathroom to piss. He didn't wash his hands because he's nasty.
No.
So, Keon, do you feel like the radio is a big thing to you, or you just feel like everybody just plugging Bluetooth, aux, whatever?
Yeah, I mean, nobody really listens to the radio no more like that. Yeah. I mean, really, everybody just like their own stuff. Like, I feel like if you like an artist, you're going to listen to that artist, like, consistent. Like, you want to hear that artist.
Like, right now.
Like, if you like certain artists, you gonna want to
they're not gonna be played on the radio.
No, they're not gonna get played on the
Pablo
radio.
Dude, y'all told me about, like, a couple different things. Like, they're not gonna play you. They're not gonna play it like that. I guess the radio is not really a big thing, because I mean, y'all don't watch TV.
Nah.
So what do y'all do? Like, if y'all not playing a game, what do y'all watch?
I mean,
YouTube.
Netflix, stuff like that. I mean, watch.
Like, sometimes TV, or like the things on TV nowadays are like, all they're doing, like, is replaying movies that you've seen already. So why don't you just go to Netflix and watch them movies?
Yeah, like, the only thing I watch on
like
TV, I only watch games and stuff like that, like basketball,
I'm
football,
saying, like,
games,
basketball,
stuff like
football,
that.
But like, I pretty much just watch sports because all these other shows are like.
Yeah, the only
like
thing I
would
need,
kids.
What's the name for it? Sports. Really,
like,
now,
really.
I just cut off my cable.
Like, cause nowadays everything that you need is like,
on your phone. Your phone is everything. It, just like this podcast.
And
go to this is recording.
Hey, bro. Hey, go ahead.
So what's the best dance song? It's got to be Shoot. That's kind of like an easy.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an easy one. I was
but it took everybody a while to learn how to dance to that.
I can't.
Because like this is literally the only new dance out right now.
Oh, why being that mirror thing going viral?
Oh, yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
Everybody gotta get that
mirror,
bounce out with that challenge up. Go up with that. That's right. And I've seen him do it when he made the song, I think. I was in a studio and I seen him doing that. I was like, yo, they look like they having a good time. Now, a couple months later, that shit's like a challenge now. And
I'm saying, like,
but he been doing that.
Like,
I've seen him do it a long time ago.
But he do that junk he got people in his music video too, like Fatboy SSE and stuff. Fatboy SSE was gone. Like, I didn't even know he was like.
Yo, but your boy too, man, like, yo. YBN looks so small up there. I'm like, dog, you gotta keep that strap on you, bro.
Because
it's like, bro,
like,
you look small. Like, because he might have
one
hands.
One of his songs, he said, "I'm small, but I know how to fight."
He might have hands, but if somebody grabs you,
you're done for.
It's hard, dog. It's hard out here, dog. You gotta keep the stick on you, bro. Because, like, it's just look, and then his friends look like so young too. It's like. I mean, they are young, but they look small. Like, all of them look really, really small.
Y'all heard that new song by Almighty J, though? He looked, like, running away. Like, he was running. They were shooting it, like, where somebody was either driving away or there was, like, a drone, and he was running after the drone, and he looked real small, too.
I'm like, yo, but they really could rap, though. So,
yeah,
shout out to
really
them.
Yeah, they really fought with it.
Shout out to them. All right, so we about to end this. Give y'all social handles. How y'all can keep up with y'all one more time so everybody will know.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, add me on Steph, STARKEP40. And Instagram, only.dre23, but the O is a zero. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
Follow me on Instagram at FanboyKeon and add me on Snapchat at YVNGDrippyKeon.
And follow me at your mom's bed, Mr. Stig. follow me at I'm eating all your Lunchables on Snapchat and on Facebook. Yo, nobody uses Facebook. None of y'all kids use Facebook. Seriously. Facebook has died. But this is recorded. If you like what you hear, we'll do some more. This is recorded on Instagram. This is recorded on SoundCloud. And fuck you and have a nice day.